We've been catching up with blind and partially sighted people all over the world here on RNIV Connect Radio, and today we're speaking with blind surfer, stand-up paddleboarder, and short filmmaker from Australia, Steve Fox. Now, Steve uses his YouTube channel to raise awareness and advocate for the blind and vision-impaired community, and his videos often include his trusty guide dog, York.
Now, this footage is being filmed by my friend with a drone. It's a magic morning, beautiful sunny day, crystal clear water. York is sitting quietly on the front of the paddleboard wearing his life jacket. It's just one of those fantastic days. Sand in the background, green rolling hills. You couldn't ask for any better.
Now, I really appreciate you joining us today, Steve.
A pleasure. Happy to be here.
So your YouTube channel is called Steve Fox and York the Guide Dog, and you've been creating content for it for a little while now. But what started or what inspired the channel in the first place?
I think I just, you know, obviously I've had retinitis pigmentosa my whole life. I've been losing my sight. And I stumbled across a couple of other blind YouTubers and thought, well, I've got a bit of a background in media, so I thought I might as well give it a go and have some fun. So that was really where it started.
And what sort of content can we find on it?
So there's content for people that are blind and vision impaired. I tell my story. So I struggled for a long time losing my sight and probably didn't handle it as well as I could. So I wished when I was younger that I'd had some people to talk to. So basically what I've done with some of my videos is just explain things how I would have liked things explained to me, you know, when I was lacking all of that information, maybe when I was a kid or through my 20s or 30s, things that I would like to have known now that I've lived through that. So there's that side of it. And then the other side of it is just having some fun with my guide dog, York, and going surfing and stand-up paddleboarding, just to show people that aren't vision impaired that, you know, if you're blind or vision impaired, your life's not over. You know, we can still have an amazing life and get out there and do all sorts of things. So there's two sides of it, really.
You're registered blind, so I imagine you get this question a lot when people wonder how in the world can you make or even edit your videos for the channel?
So I use an iMac computer, and all Apple products have inbuilt assistive technology. So I download the vision onto the screen, and then I can use the audio cues to move things around. So I worked in radio for over 25 years, and a lot of that I was legally blind as well. So I'm used to editing with a vision impairment, and sometimes I'll make a video and I'll show my wife and she'll say, oh, look, that's no good. You've cut your head off. You know, you'll have to do it again. Or, you know, there's this in the picture that you didn't realize that was there. So basically I use audio cues, put it together, and then I run it past my wife for a final check to make sure it's all okay. But, you know, if I'm recording a video, I'll know where I started and where I finished, and I can edit up to the audio rather than working off the vision.
You've mentioned York, and he is a bit of a star of your videos because you sometimes even take him paddleboarding with you.
Yeah, he's been on the stand-up paddleboard. He basically likes to go wherever I go. So if I'm going stand-up paddleboarding, he gets pretty upset if I leave him at home, which I do sometimes, but he likes to go and do anything. He's up for anything.
And is it easy to convince him to stay still whilst you film your videos, because you always get, I think it's a shot in your house and you're discussing a certain topic and he seems pretty chill next to you, but is it easy to make him stay there?
No. In fact, I came down here to do this interview and I thought I'll leave him upstairs, but no, he wanted to come. So he's in his usual spot right now, just relaxing like he always does. He basically just follows me around the house. So wherever I am, that's where he wants to be.
I know things are a bit different in Australia right now compared to the UK, but I imagine coronavirus affected your life and York's life as well.
Yeah, I made a video on that a while ago. We had lockdown where we are here where I live for a little while, for maybe 6 or 8 weeks, I think. And we were allowed out to exercise. So we walked around town and I filmed some of our walk around town. It was very quiet. All of the cafes were closed. All the shops were closed. But since then, we're still careful. But the cafes have reopened with some restrictions. We're pretty much back to normal, but with a few restrictions at the moment.
So you have lots of engaging videos. How can we keep up with what you and York are up to?
So the YouTube channel, it's called Steve Fox, and then the little and symbol, the ampersand, whatever it's called, York the Guide Dog. So if you search for that and subscribe to the YouTube channel, then you can follow us on our adventures. There's me surfing, which is one of my passions. Even though I'm blind, I love to go surfing. Stand-up paddleboarding, you mentioned, and just what it's like walking around with a guide dog, going shopping and different things. So it's a bit of an insight for people that aren't blind or vision impaired. And for people that are blind or vision impaired, I try to put something into it for them as well.
Steve Fox and York the Guide Dog somewhere in the background. Thank you both for joining us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Paulina. Great talking to you.